Yo, overslept. What up? It's like fucking, what time is it? 8:15? It's like 8:15. I been laying here for like, I don't know, 45 minutes trying to get back to sleep. Ain't happening. So I was like, let me quit this shit. And maybe I'll fall asleep after that. Just been having a hard time sleeping, and I told you guys I had this audition last night that I was nervous about. I went and did it. It went like, eh. It was like, it was okay. It's like one of those things where like 5 minutes, two jokes didn't hit. Jokes that are consistent that I thought would definitely just didn't connect, and that's enough to throw it off. When I got off stage, I knew I didn't get it. I knew I was going to be pat, what as they say, passed at the club. So that's a bummer, but it's just. I know some really good comedians that didn't get past, hasn't that didn't get past that club. So I will it'll happen some other time. But I'm just bummed out and I'm in a shitty mood and I'm going replaying the thing in my head, and so a lot of positive things going on in my career, so it's fine. Madison Square Garden will happen. You guys will be the those of you who have signed up will be sitting in the front row, and it'll be a glorious day. And this will mean nothing then. It'll mean nothing. So we let's just do the news. I probably won't do it too long because it's Sunday, and I'm in a shitty mood. Let's see what's going on in the news. Dun 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 dun. Breaking news. $10,000 reward offered for killer of rare Yellowstone wolf. Well, now I gotta find this guy. 10 grand. I need that money. The reward for information leading to whatever. Yellowstone. I had to go out to Yellowstone, and then why don't you guys? Why don't we all do it? Let's go form. Well, I just 10 grand's not a lot to split. I mean, yeah, just leave it to me, guys. Stay out of there. I need that 10 grand. High school ends anti-drug program after parents find link to Scientology. What? This is in California, of course, for Scientology. Yeah, Southern California, Los Angeles, Santa Monica. Well, I'm glad they ended the anti-drug program, because these kids, I think this has been said. This has been said many times, but it almost can't be said enough. There is not one anti-drug program in a school that doesn't make you want to do more drugs. They don't. You don't. None of the you. They tell you that all these drugs are going to fuck up your life, and then you do a couple of them, and they don't. So then you just feel like, all right, everything they're telling me is bullshit, and they just you just kind of when they tell you about a drug. And they tell you like what it does to you, and then they tell you the dangers. You just take away all the fucking negatives, and you're like, yeah, that's probably bullshit, but it sounds like fun, so I'll just go do it. And or you just ignore it. There's just no. I would love to find a kid, like any adult or whoever, that said like, I was going to do drugs. I went to fucking health class and they told me something. The gym teacher told me about how it was going to ruin my life, and I didn't do it. And now I am a judge. Now I'm a successful person of some sort. It's bullshit. The drug classes are funny. And the people that don't do drugs weren't going to do them anyway. Because they're rule-following people. Some people just dig following the rules. I don't get it. But if I can understand there's some kind of satisfaction. That's why we have them in following the rules. There's some kind of, like, you feel like you're better than... It's weird to me to deprive yourself of fun in order to feel like you did this thing that's following the rules. It's very, like, kind of a martyrdom kind of masochistic way to live, but everybody's got their way of feeling good, so I get that. But it also makes doing the things that are against the rules more fun. When you see people that feel like they got to stick to them and then you don't, it's more enjoyable. It's like not everybody can live the way I live, but I can. Society would break down if everybody tried to live like me. But I enjoy it, so I ain't giving it up. And it's most people wouldn't want to do it. You gotta get used to certain things that people. It's not secure. But man, I have a good night's sleep. Oh man. What is it, 7 minutes? I'm only going to do like three. I fucking feel like shit. Sorry. This is, but I got to look for something. I'm going to look for an inspirational quote. That's what I'm going to Google that right now. And then I'm going to go through some of this, some inspirational quotes. There we go. And what comes up? Oh, happy Mother's Day to all the moms. I'm going to have to call my mom. I'm not seeing my mom today for Mother's Day. I will see my mother next week for Mother's Day. Because my family doesn't want to celebrate it unless everybody's there. Like one of my brothers could, whatever. Here's an inspirational quote. The more you love your decisions, the less you need others to love them. Isn't that nice? That's true. Let's see. Let's go to this brainy quote. Let's see. And they have these things that are like, only I can change my life. No one can do it for me. Carol Burnett. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. Ooh. Very apropos. Charles R. Swindoll. He's probably famous. Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. Helen Keller. So, and, you know, she was all sorts of, she had some setbacks, that Helen Keller. Good, better, best, never let it rest, till your good is better and better is best. Saint Jerome. It sounds like fucking... Dr. Seuss. So that's it on that page. That's good enough. That's good enough. I'm going to go with that 10%, 90% how you react to it. That's good. So I got to react in a way that's good. And I will. Fuck it. I got shit to do. I got stuff to work on. But I'm going to go now. I'm going to go. I think I'm going to. I am feeling like I could fall back asleep right now. So maybe I will. I'm just going to go. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Sorry, this was a piece of shit of a show. We'll do better tomorrow, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. I'll talk to you then. We love you.